everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to the very first episode of Tech Talks, a brand new student-led podcast that gives an inside look into the students, faculty, events, and much, much more involving the Northeast Tech community. I'm your host, Tyler Kick, and I'm very excited to lead this off because this is the very first episode of Tech Talks, and it's an idea I've been passionate about trying for quite some time, and I finally had some time with my schedule to be able to do this. Today, we are kicking things off with a very, very special first episode because I have a very, very special guest right in front of me, Kinsey Clausen-Neal. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. She's a second year with Health Careers, and she's also the president of HOSA in the afternoon, from my understanding, from the Northeast Tech Prior Campus. So that's awesome. Kinsey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. This is very exciting. I've been looking forward to this for quite some time.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Seems fun.
Yeah, no, it's definitely going to be. So I kind of gave a little introduction about you from my point of view, but what about yourself? Who are you? Why are you in front of me? Who are you basically?
So I go to Claremore High School. I'm a senior, obviously, and I've been doing Northeast Tech for 2 years. I am involved in marching band, winter guard, and concert band at Claremore. I also was the brass captain this year for marching band.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And last year I was the captain for winter guard. This year I decided to take a little bit of a break. Other than that, that's basically it. Yeah.
Awesome. So marching band, health careers, that's a very different spectrum, I would think.
Yes.
What's going on there? Like, why is your interest in health careers and marching band? And like, what's the story leading up to it?
So when I was younger, about fourth or fifth grade, I decided that I really liked health, mainly because my mom, she's a doctor, she's an ER doctor, and my stepmom, she's a nurse, an ER nurse. That's how they met.
Okay.
And my aunts and uncles and the people around me were all medical, and I really just enjoyed listening to their stories that they brought home, and it was just seemed really fun to do, and I wanted to learn more about it. So as I grew up, we got to sixth grade, and a lot of my friends around me were joining band, and I thought, hey, that's really cool. And I knew people from band that were older than me, and so I decided to join band, and then that's how I've gotten into marching band and health careers.
Okay, awesome. And with band, like, what's your evolution there? Did you start playing an instrument, and now you've transitioned to a different style of instrument, or what's the...
Yes, so sixth grade year, you have to start out on a very small variety of instruments, so I started on trumpet.
Okay.
And then over the summer between my sixth and seventh grade year, I had moved schools, and I also switched instruments. I went to French horn, and that is what has stuck. And I came back junior year to Claremore, and when you march, during marching band, the French horn isn't the same instrument. It's a different one. So it's called the mellophone, and it's like basically a big trumpet. It's really loud, and sometimes it's quite annoying, but the parts that they have are really fun. It's a bunch of riffs and cool, like, harmonizing parts to the trumpet.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. No, I've been to a couple of the band, like, marching band competitions because of the football games and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always a good show. What was it called this year? Like, Sail Away?
Yes, this year's Sail Away. That was a show.
That was a very, very cool show to watch.
Oh,
I saw it multiple times, and I never got tired of it.
Oh, so it was rough trying to get through it, but we got through it.
Yeah. Didn't it win a competition?
It won Stallion Battalion, which is Ulaga. They host a competition every year called Stallion Battalion, and we did win first place.
Okay, that's awesome. I remember because I was part of the ZTV class at Claremore.
Yes.
And that was a big thing. It's just like you guys winning. We were like, oh, we have to do a story over that. We have to do that like right now because that is a pretty huge deal. So congratulations to you for that.
Thank you.
And yeah. You are also the HOSA president.
Yes.
Of Health Careers.
Yes.
So congratulations again for that, because that must be a big honor.
Yeah.
I know what it's like trying to lead your way up to becoming a president. I don't know what the competition was like in your class, but here it was.
Honestly, there was, there was not much competition to it, weirdly enough. It was more, if you wanted to be an officer of the class, she just took your name and then she decided what you were going to be. And she knew that I could speak in front of people very well and I knew what I was doing. And so she decided to make me president.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a very good honor. Like, just having like a teacher decide that for you is a huge thing.
I was surprised.
Yeah, perfect. As president, what are some of your roles like? Like, what do you do?
So we just get involved with the community here at Tech. We talk to the classes a lot. like about blood drives or upcoming events, and we host the blood drives. So whenever people come in, we go around campus and we get people's names to sign up to give blood. And then when we're there at the blood drive, we make sure we check the people in, we get them snacks and drinks after they give blood, get them shirts, and we make sure that they're okay. And then other stuff like fun day at Tech. We come up with ideas, us and the other officers come up with ideas about stuff we can do. And then a lot of the times we're normally the ones that have something to do with health or like care for the people. Like this year we did care packages. So we had people bring in like toothbrushes, clothes, deodorant, hairbrushes, anything like that that can help people that need that stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the bags got passed out around campus for people that needed them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Fun day this year is probably one of the most important days to me. Because it was mental health related.
Yes.
And mental health is something I'm very passionate about and something I think everybody should be very passionate about, which kind of sucks that we waited until stuff like happened. And like now, you know, we're seniors and now we're starting to focus on this when really we should have started a long time ago. But still the fact that we dedicated the whole day towards it and just having fun and being there for one another and like painting the rocks was so much fun for me, and like making the little kindness cards, that was awesome. That I was just doing that the whole time because that's so important to me. And do you guys reflect on mental health in your class at all?
Yes, we actually have a whole chapter in our books dedicated to mental health and how we can help and how we spot signs for it and stuff like that. It's really interesting.
Awesome. Yeah. So was that anything that led to the fun day
event? We haven't actually gone over much of that chapter. It's sprinkled in other chapters. Okay. So we know about it and we know how like to catch signs and everything. But I'm pretty sure I was not there during the beginning of that meeting because I was taking a test. And my vice president, her name's Haley, she came up with the idea. She saw that it was Mental Health Month. And she decided to tell everyone, and I think that's what they how they went with it.
Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. I remember being in the meeting for a fun day, like coming up with the ideas and everything with Mr. Schmidt. And as soon as mental health got brought up, everyone like lit up. Everyone was on board. Everyone wanted to do something with it. Mm-hmm. It's so cool how we're able to reflect that.
Yeah,
in my opinion, because
it was really cool.
It's so important.
Yes,
that and something we really need to focus on more. And that's part of the reason why I did this podcast as well, is just so I can actually talk to people, just like get to know people, because that really helps a lot.
Yeah.
You know, with like understanding and stuff. So yeah, it was perfect. I love podcasting. So moving back towards you, what is your journey getting to where you are today? You've kind of already reflected about your band life and your health career's life, but like who supported you during that journey, who didn't support you, you know, like tell me those things, like why are you in front of me right now?
So to start off, I'm gonna mention this, my parents are two women.
Okay.
So I've always struggled with that in life, with my friends and the people around me, my peers, and my teachers were really supportive of it. I went to Russa High School, middle school. Okay. Or no, elementary school. And all the teachers there were super supportive and they helped with everything. And as we grew up, they divorced. And they were also very supportive of everything like that. They made sure that we were okay. And there was this big thing that just was kind of crazy for a little bit. And our teachers made sure that we were all good and we were like caught up with everything. And they asked us how we were, stuff like that. It was really awesome. And then moving on towards middle school, it got a little crazy, a little more crazy. Band. I joined band and I gained a lot more friends because of band. It was really awesome. And I don't really remember much of sixth grade besides the friends I've made and the experiences that I had. It was all positive and I really enjoyed that. And then when I moved to Adair, actually, I had kind of a rough time trying to integrate myself into that part of school because they were all, it's a smaller school, so they're all very close and they all know each other very well. But I already had step siblings that went there, and so I knew some of their friends, and I became friends with someone, and I'm still friends with him, and I feel like we've just been friends forever. But coming back to Claremore, I felt very open, like arm came in, it was very supportive and very nice. And my best friend, she goes to Claremore, I've known her for 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was very nice coming back and getting to be with them more.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So is that about your parents? I'm gonna ask about that.
Yeah.
I'm supportive, by the way. That's awesome.
Yeah,
really great for you. Is that from your whole life?
Yeah,
like so when it started. Okay.
Yeah, they were together for 16 years before they decided to have me.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And I have a little sister. She's 4 years younger than me, and me and her are completely blood related.
Sweet deal. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I actually really like hearing about that, because it's not every day when I get to meet someone who grew up in a situation like that.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered what it was like, because I mean, I've heard stories, not very good ones, but also some very positive ones, like you today saying how people have helped you through that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there was also people who weren't
helpful
with that, but I mean,
I will mention Adair is a very country school.
Yeah.
So they're very not okay with it, but I had teachers there that were, and so they supported me. It was three different teachers. They supported me very much throughout those years, and I had friends around me that supported me.
Okay.
So awesome. Nice.
Yeah. No, that stuff is really, really cool to hear about. And just hearing your story, that's like, that's really inspiring to me, honestly. So just thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think you'd open up like that, especially on the first episode of a podcast from a kid you've never even met before. So perfect. Okay. I'm going to move back to Health Careers now, just for a second. So with Health Careers, from my understanding, they give you just certifications. And then you can move on and kind of build your own path from there into what you want to be. It's not just like, oh, we'll get you a job as like an RN or something.
Yeah.
Like, things like that. What are you wanting to do with Health Careers?
So eventually I want to be a doctor.
Okay.
And I don't know what specialty yet. I'm debating between family and internal medicine and pediatrics. The family and internal medicine comes from my mom. That's her specialty, and she works as an ER doctor. But the pediatrics, recently we went to clinicals for our medical assisting certification, and we went to the pediatric clinic and I helped with them, and I really loved it, and I would love to be a pediatric doctor. That would be really cool.
Okay.
And then I want to be able to open my own clinic.
Open your own clinic?
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be awesome. Is there like a specific area you want to open that in?
Or? I have no idea. Okay.
You haven't thought that far?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, perfect. It's good that you have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem very passionate about it.
Oh, yeah.
Just to the listeners, like, I just saw her face just light up. And it was awesome. That's the coolest thing ever. So, pediatric doctor, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I'm not a smart person. What do you work on as a pediatric doctor?
So, it's all the children. And it actually goes from age 0 all the way up to I think 26 now.
Okay.
Which is really crazy to me, but normally it would be 0 to 18 because some people at 18 move on to a different doctor. But I just really enjoyed seeing all those little babies and the little kids at the pediatric clinic. They were really fun.
Awesome. Is that something you're like kind of nervous about working with though?
Yes, I am so nervous about it because I'm just worried that I know that there's going to be super sick kids that come to see me, because why else would they go to the doctor?
Exactly.
And I just want to help them. Like, I want to make them feel better. But I know that there's going to be some really sick kids, and that would be a little heartbreaking. But I'll do my best to help them get better.
Yeah. And that's why we have people like you.
Yeah.
You know, just going out there and doing your best. That is perfect. That's really great. I love hearing about that.
I also got the pediatric doctor thing from my friend at Tech.
Okay.
She wants to be a pediatric doctor.
Really?
And she's also the vice resident, Haley.
Okay.
Yeah. That's been her lifelong thing.
Tell us a little bit about you and Haley then, because you guys seem pretty close.
Oh, yes. It's actually me, Haley, and Kinsley. Kinsley, she wants to be an RN, a trauma RN, and Haley wants to be a pediatric doctor. And then I've been thinking about between both of them. And we actually, this is how we got on the topic of opening a clinic, is we were all like, why don't we open a clinic together?
Okay.
I don't know if that'll happen, but that's how I knew that I wanted to open a clinic. Me and her are super close. We both know a lot about each other. She's going to UCO in the fall. Yeah.
Awesome.
She's going to be 2 hours away, but hey, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you also going to UCO or?
I'm going to RSU.
RSU. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was debating between RSU and UCO for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then my parents were like, how about just not going to college at all? So that's kind of the point I'm at.
Yeah.
Just going to go do with what I got. So
yeah,
pretty sure could be able to make something work out of it.
Oh, yeah.
So you mentioned sorry if I get her name wrong, Kinsley?
Is Kinsley, that? Yes.
Kinsley. She wanted to be a trauma...
RN.
Trauma RN. Mm-hmm. What is a trauma RN?
So it's a lot like the ER nurses that you see there, except for there's an actual place for like traumas. So about a bunch of people that like got into a car wreck or something like that they need serious help with will go to the ER. And a lot of the ERs send them out to trauma places. And so she'll be working with people who could be bleeding out, could have like severe burns, could be so sick that they can't stand or talk or anything. So she'll be helping them and she'll be taking care of them as the doctors try to figure out how to fix what's going on. And then she'll help fix what's going on.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I really admire people like that because I don't think I could even look at someone in that condition. Mm-hmm. Not against them, but for me, I'd be like freaking out. Like I'd be like, oh my God, this is like way too much. Like, do you watch Tyler Tries? Have you seen many of the episodes? Tyler Tries Practical Nursing.
Yes.
When we went into that room, I was freaking out almost the whole time. We didn't get much of it on camera, but it was so nerve-wracking.
Yes.
Just like watching everything go down and like being told what to do. I was like, this is so much. But also, I'm guessing they like prepare you for that.
Oh, yes. Just that. Well, most of the people that go into health careers have already had experience with something like that, or they know something like that, so that they're, most of the times, they're pretty calm. And it's really kind of eerie to see you be super calm in a very stressful and dangerous environment. So it was pretty neat. It's awesome. Yeah.
No, that's that is really cool.
Yeah,
like that kind of like, I don't know, that does sound very eerie.
Yeah,
I don't know, I haven't seen it. I don't know many health careers kids. In fact, I think you're the only one that I've actually like talked to. So it's kind of like I've never witnessed that before. Mm-hmm. In someone. But like just hearing about it sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Really cool. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to meet more health careers people.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. They sound pretty cool. Yeah. The way you're making them out to be. Mm-hmm. So.
Especially the morning class. They're really awesome.
Morning class.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the chance to meet them?
So when we went to the fall leadership conference last fall, I met a lot of the morning officers and they're so sweet and they're awesome.
Awesome.
It's just fun to be around them.
Was that out in where was that?
Norman. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it at this hotel where it's like there's a skylight and there's like elevators and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Our Embassy Suites?
Yes.
Yes.
Our fall leadership conference was the day before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember our advisor was like rushing to get back because you guys had to leave.
Yeah.
Like as soon as we got back.
Yes. We were waiting on the bus. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Our apologies.
You're fine. We were fine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, I actually had to go down early because I was trying out for state officer.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so we didn't really have to wait on the bus as much as some of the other officers. And so my instructor took me, Haley, and Kinsley, because they're kind of my support system. And we went down there a day early so that I could get in there. And because I had to, there was a meeting going on and I had to help set up as a state officer trying out.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So what is that like, trying out to be a state officer?
So the beginning of it is you have to study a lot because there is a big test over it during the interview process. And during the interview process, there's so much going on. We made thank you cards. What else did we do? We had to give like a speech and present it like you were giving a speech to everyone. And that was pretty nerve-wracking. And then we had a really big interview to do. And to study for this stuff, I actually went to Miss Rampy and she interviewed me a few times.
So nice.
And so I was able to get the interview down and I had to write a few paragraphs describing why I wanted to do it and how I would be as a leader. And I had to get two teachers like references. And so that was fun. And I had to make a video. That was pretty interesting.
I remember, didn't you come to us to help you make the video?
Yes.
I remember that. I mean, I wasn't in the class. You came to the morning and the morning class took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember some sort of catastrophe went down with it.
It was, I
forget what it was.
It was very rushed because it was due that day.
Okay.
So I hadn't been able to come in and do it because of something else going on. I can't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to rush through it and we did it a few times. And then finally I just We got two run-throughs about it that I really liked, and then I just picked one.
Okay, awesome.
They went with it.
Yeah, because I remember, because I was an afternoon student last year, and the morning class handled it, but I got into the afternoon class, and my advisor was like, Tyler, you need to look at this video. You need to fix it. Like, we need this today. And I'm like, what is going on? And it was you. It was your video.
It's very...
Yeah, it was very, like...
Rushed.
Very rushed. I was kind of like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was a bad experience, but I'm glad it worked out in the end.
Oh, yes.
Because you told me before we hit the record button on this podcast, you made it through the second round?
Yes.
The second round. So explain that process to me. How many rounds is there, like, going from beginning to end?
So it's just two.
Just two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the first round that I made it through was all that, the signing of the cards, the interview process, the test I had to take. I think I failed that test, I'm going to be honest. It was a really random. It was a lot of, like, how did it start? Who were these people? And it was just crazy.
So it was about, like
HOSA, the history of it, okay. Yes, and the people that are currently involved.
You have to take a test for that. That's crazy.
And you have to make, like, a certain score. I think you have to make a 70 or above to move on.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know after the first round, they had messed up the names a little bit, so there were more than there should be moving on. But in the end, I think it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, no.
The second process is more of just the voting process. And it's not like the voting is 100% of how you're going to get it. They also go back to your test scores, and they go back to how you interviewed and how you did your speech. Because we did have to write a speech for it, which was that video that I made. And that was... pretty interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. So again, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Second round. No matter how you made it there, you made it there.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that matters.
Exactly.
But still, that's cool. And you were a first year. It was your first year at just knowing what HOSA was, I'm guessing.
It was my second year knowing what HOSA was, but my first time ever trying farther with it. Okay.
Yeah. That's awesome. Because not many people take that first step of, like, being like, oh, this thing means a lot to me, and, like, just kind of, like, elevating themselves there. Like, for me, our class, we have BPA, Business Professionals of America, and it's like no one here tried out for state officer, but I know people who did at the Afton campus, Nancy Gilbert and Dylan Cook. And they just, like, went to FLC and decided, like, that day that they were going to try out.
Yeah, mine was a couple days before.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. But it was, like, the next year that they... It's a way different process than how HOSA operates. But they... It was great. It was really cool because I'm good friends with Nancy. So watching her, like, build that whole, like, career, I guess, aspect of it, it was just a really cool evolution. You see a lot of change.
Yes.
And that's the big positive of going for a state officer, from what I've seen, at least. But a lot of people don't really get exposed to that. So it's really cool that you're here talking about it. Because maybe there's a first year who's listening to this somehow, and they're like, oh, my God, a state officer.
Yes.
Like, maybe they're in skills and stuff like that. So, yeah, no, that's really cool.
It takes a big step and a lot of, like, courage to do it.
Yeah, but it's a good step.
It's very positive, yes.
I can't think of any negatives with applying for being a state officer. And, I mean, you learn a lot of leadership skills and a lot of, like, speaking skills and being able to go out in front of people, and that's, like...
That was my biggest thing, was speaking in front of large people, but I was able to do it.
Yeah, and that's, like, a lifelong skill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can tell that definitely helped you, because, I mean, I didn't even have to convince you to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Didn't even know who I was. I just sent you a message, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, so.
It sounded really fun.
Yeah, cool. And I hope it is.
I hope it is, too.
Yeah.
It's going pretty good right now.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. But HOSA. So I've compared HOSA to BPA a lot throughout this interview so far.
Yes.
But how does HOSA actually operate? Is it competitions? Is it tests? Is it, like, is there a nationals, regionals? Like, take me through, like, how it works.
Basically everything you just said, yes. So in the spring, there's our state leadership conference, and a lot of people can do a bunch of different events. So what I did this year and last year is I did medical terminology, and that is the hardest competition. Like, there's so much competition with medical terminology. And last year I made it, which is the top. If you have to take a test over it, which is really nerve-wracking, but if you make the top 10% in the state, you get to go to HOSA. And last year I made it, and this year I made it, so
congratulations.
Thank you. There's also things like you can show your skills, like as a medical assistant, as a practical nurse. There's a bunch of different things. There's even an EMT one. There's a sports medicine one. And then there's also medical reading, which my friend Haley, she does. And she did it last year and this year, and she made it. So awesome. It was awesome. My friend Kinsley, she's going to be doing the medical assisting one. So you stuff like that, you have to take a test. And if you pass the test, you can go and show your skills.
Okay. So it's like it's a test first, but mm-hmm. then after that, you actually get to go and like demonstrate. Is yes. it like in front of a judge?
Yes.
Okay.
And I know last year our instructors judged some of the kids that were doing it, and they said it's not hard. It's like one or two skills, but you have to do it in like 100% correctly.
Yeah.
Which there's a lot of steps, like putting on sterile gloves. That is the hardest thing.
Don't tell me about it. I already know.
Yeah.
The practical nursing episode of Tyler Tries, yes. They taught me how to do that. It sucked.
It's so hard.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
It was like actually awful. I'm pretty sure I messed up and just ran with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't know how to do it, but I've watched my instructor teach Kinsley how to do it, and I was in awe.
It's like you got to open the thing, and then you got to like really carefully like take yes. your thumbs to the inside or whatever.
You can't touch the outside at all. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's awful. Mm-hmm. It was really, really bad when I tried to do it. But you said there's a lot of competition mm-hmm. for these things. Is there a lot of competition because it's the most popular category or because it's the most like strict?
So the medical terminology one that I'm doing is the most competitive because there is a lot of people that like to do it.
Okay.
And that's the main reason that it's really hard to get to. The other ones would be like the medical assisting one. It's super strict. Like you have to come in scrubs. You have to demonstrate your skills almost perfectly to be able to even like get an award for those things. And it's really hard. Like I didn't get an award for medical terminology last year, which is okay. Because there was so many kids who tried out and they were really good. Like I thought I failed the test the first time I took it, but I didn't. I'm surprised I moved on.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is it like first place, second place, third place?
Yes, it goes.
Top eight makes it on stage, stuff like that?
It's the top five.
Top yes. five. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, that's really strict.
Yeah.
BPA is top eight.
Oh gosh, yeah. I wish. And then like people who make... I think it's people who make first from our school because they decided it on different schools. But yeah. people who make first in our school, they get to move on to nationals.
Yeah.
Which I don't know where nationals is held this year. I think it's in Tennessee.
Okay.
Maybe? I can't remember.
And then in nationals, you just do the same stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, but that is true. Northeast Tech only pays for first place.
Yeah.
It used to be first and second.
Yeah, I know.
In case you didn't know that. But yeah, it was... And then they changed it.
Yeah.
Which sucks because at BPA this year, we had a second place winner. And I was like, oh my God.
That sucks.
Yeah, but it's okay.
They got the award.
That's
awesome.
And they love it. They were so proud of it. Like, that is like it was awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was perfect. Okay. Let's see. So what's the most... I know we've talked about like the skills that you've gained from HOSA and Health Careers and just the skills like you've just gained overall in your life. But mm-hmm. what do you think is the most rewarding thing that you've gained?
People skills. I'm able to deal with a wide variety of people and understanding like little subtle hints to how they feel or how they act. And it's just easier to communicate with them. I learned a lot just growing up, obviously, but I learned more in health careers when you're like trying to decide if this person is angry or they're upset or they're happy. It's you have to like catch the subtle things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to help me a lot.
Yeah. Communication, I think, is something that any class at Northeast Tech like showcases and operates. And to me, communication is the single most important thing mm-hmm. any career or any person just needs to like have.
Yeah.
Or is something that you need to know just because of how important it actually is.
Yes.
Being able to talk to people. Like knowing when someone is upset, but knowing how to talk to them.
Yes, and how to deal with it, yes.
Yeah, without making them even more upset or saying the wrong thing. And it's just knowing how to go through all that is so important because working with humans is something people are going to do no matter what, even if they don't realize it. You know, your work always bounces off of somebody else's.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. So communication is so important to me. I've spent the past like 4 years working on my communication yes. skills and trying to elevate myself because I'd like to do public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Motivational speaking is something awesome. I really want to do. But you got to start small and mm-hmm. you got to know how to talk to people
build
first.
Yourself up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really cool that you said people skills, because that's not what I thought you were going to say, to be honest. But when you said that, I was like, yes, that's perfect. So
yeah,
honestly, yeah, no, that is awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all the questions I had written down.
All right.
I think we hit everything, which is cool.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's 11 o'clock. Is there anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to talk about? I mean, we got 30 minutes to kill.
I could talk about the first and second years.
Okay.
And how we deal with all that and what goes on in
sure.
those years. So as a first year, you get in, you're really nervous, obviously, because this is your first time doing anything like this as a healthcare student. And they teach us our certified nurse aide license. They teach us how to do that, and medical terminology, as well as anatomy and physiology. It's a lot. So last year,
big words.
Yes, yes.
Those are big words.
It's just all about the body and how to understand the words that are associated with them. Mm. It's a lot to know. But with the CNA and the other class, what we had to do last year was we switched every week. And so 1 week we'd be in the CNA portion, and the next week we'd be in medical terminology and anatomy and physiology. And I think that helped us a lot last year with knowing the body and how to help people that don't have those functions anymore. So a CNA is someone who like works with the elderly, or someone who cannot help themselves as much. And so a lot of the times they'll be working in long-term care facilities or hospitals. They'll just be taking care of people. And that's all they know how to do, is just to take care of people. They can't give like medications or anything like that. And learning that has really just helped me grow as a health career student. And knowing that's the bottom level you can be is a health is any health occupation, is that's the bottom level. And so knowing and seeing those things as a student, I think, is going to help me understand and be more compassionate and empathetic to the people who would be below me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you think it was, you said it helped you a lot being able to juggle between CNA work and, I'm sorry, the other thing you said. Again, a lot of big words.
CCMA.
Mm-hmm. A lot of words I'm hearing for the first time. So
yes,
stuff I can't really pick up on.
That's okay.
Do you think, so you said it was good, but did it also like, was it also kind of a struggle swapping between the two every single week?
Because
it's like you'd have to leave one, then go to the other.
Oh, yes.
Kind of back and forth.
It was a struggle switching your brain between the two, but learning about the body system and then incorporating that with the CNA, I think, helped us understand the body system and how to interact with it.
Okay.
So I think the body systems were very hard. Learning it for the very first time, a lot of people struggled. And I can understand why. There was a lot of big words, a lot of different things that can be associated with the same thing. And it was just really nerve-wracking and huge to accomplish.
Huge to accomplish, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good knowledge to have, though.
Oh,
and
yes.
With what you said, being able to swap between the two, because you'd like understand one subject and then you take it into the next week and they like kind of like correspond with each other. That's something cool. Because when you said it for the first time, I was like, are they just completely swapping knowledge like sets or like things?
It feels like that, but it's not really.
So like, they just work like hand in hand for
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then that's the first year.
Mm-hmm.
What's the second year?
So we only have one instructor, which makes everything a little bit easier because then we don't have to switch classes or anything. But we start with our phlebotomy certification. And that is just drawing blood and doing testing on that blood for the people that need it. And learning how to do that was a little scary. Like, it was a big thing to stick people with needles. Like, that's, I was so scared I would do it wrong, but learning it was really, really fun.
Okay.
We are not allowed to stick people, like our friends and classmates in that class, but we have fake arms that we practice on. And the test is only about the knowledge of it. It's not actually showing the skill, which was pretty weird to me, but it makes sense because if you go to any lab and they hire you, they will teach you how to do it. if you don't have the certification. So you can go there with just your high school diploma, and they can hire you and teach you on the spot, like, as you work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that. I thought you'd need, like, a certification or something.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. So
there's a lot of jobs that I'm kind of realizing that's how it works, is like they kind of just teach you, but also it's because they want to teach you their way as well. That way you're not like messing up their systems.
That is something we say in class all the time. Like, book work is not real life work. This is just how you're supposed to do it. People do it a little differently to get it done faster or more efficient or better.
And also it's probably different on everyone. Oh, yes. I guess.
Yes.
Like sticking people with needles, you always stick it here. I don't know what this is called.
Antecubital fossa.
Okay, I'm never remembering that.
Exactly.
Just for the listeners, I'm pointing towards the other side of my elbow with my arm right now. But where you normally put needles, a couple years ago, you could not see the veins and you couldn't poke the veins in my arm. So they always did it in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of prefer my hand. I feel like it just gets it out of the way, and I feel like I can actually like move my arm comfortably and stuff. But
you can tell them that if like next time they draw blood, you'd be like, I prefer it in my hand.
Yeah, I did. And then they said no, and then they did it in here. But
it's really hard to stick the hand.
Yeah. But they found it easier. And so that was really cool. But I'm guessing that also bounces off of the whole book work thing.
Yes.
Because I'm guessing they only teach you here.
They actually know. They teach us here. And then they teach you on your hand, and where was it? We didn't get taught how to do it on the foot, but in the book, they explained it all.
Okay.
But we never, like, had a fake foot to try to stick,
But wait, so from what I'm under, you can do it on the foot.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. How does that work?
It's just depending on the person. Like, if you can't stick them in their arms for something, like they have a severe burn or something else that is going on, medically, the only option is sometimes the foot. A lot of people that are like drug users, they can't do the arm or the hand because they stick that part a lot. So you have to stick the foot because it's just easier to stick and it'll be better for them.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, that is really cool. I'm guessing there's probably several other occurrences too that you could learn on the spot as well, of where you can do that.
Yes.
That's cool to me. I like hearing about medicine.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's not something I'm interested in like learning, like actually like knowing, but just like on the spot, like this conversation, it's like so awesome. Are you doing all right, by the way? Do you need a second?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, that is, medicine is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I really like
health careers people are awesome.
Yeah. It's just a broad knowledge of skills and it's really cool to learn.
Yeah. And I like how they can give you the avenue to kind of narrow yourself down as well. So yeah, really cool. Okay, is there anything else? Or
I am good.
That all you got? Okay, perfect. Well, thank you again.
Yeah, Kenzie, of course.
For joining me on this episode. We talked about a lot.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of really, really cool stuff.
It was really fun.
I hope listeners out there, you guys learned something, maybe a new word or two that you never knew before.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked all about HOSA, Health Careers, Your Life, Band, everything, which is really, really cool. So, again, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah.
And to the listeners who are listening, wherever you're listening, my name is Tyler Kick. This is Tech Talks. If you want to be a future guest in the future, come and find me. This podcast is open to anybody. Come tell me about your life. Tell me your life story. Tell me about your class. Tell me anything. You don't have to be a president. You can be a first year. It can be your first day in the program. I don't care. So tell me about yourself. That's what the podcast is about. That's all I have for you guys, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.